Said that last night, Rabbi Freundlich did Mishnah Yadalit in the first parak, so we're going to go back to Mishnah Yagimel because I had prepared it last night, but I went to the Shiva house, so you can come here. Anyway, this is continuing what Hillel says, and Hillel speaks in Lashon Aramis, in Aramaic, in this Mishnah, which is unusual. All the Mishnah, many of the Mishnayos are in Hebrew. This is in Aramaic, which was the language spoken by the people. It would be similar to saying a Mishnah in English. Not the same. Aramaic has some Kiddusha, unlike English, but this is the equivalent. He's saying something he wants everybody to understand. Although the Mefarshim don't say that, I'm assuming that based on other things like Halach Ma'anya we say in Aramaic, so everyone will understand. So Hu Haya Omer, Hillel used to say the following four statements. Nigid Shema Avad Shemei. Rabbeinu Yonah understands that if a person raises his name, he tries to send out his name in an act of gaiva, an act of haughtiness, he tries to get people to know about him, he tries to increase his renown and that people should know about him. In opposition to Hashem, he says this is Keneged Hashem HaGadol, against Hashem. There's Hashem, who is deserving of honor and who is deserving of haughtiness, but this person wants to increase his stature. Avad Shmei, his name will be erased. And the way he says it is, as great as he becomes, that's how great his fall will be. The greater you try to make yourself, the greater the person's fall will be. Udula Mosif Yasif. A person that does not increase in his Torah study, that's the understanding, Yasif, he should die. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that if a person says, you know, I've learned it all, I've learned all there is to know, and there's nothing really more, why should I bother, you know, cracking my head over a piece of Gemara, over a Tosfos? I know it already, why do I need to review it? So he feels he's learned everything, why do I have to be Toreach? So that person should die and be, yes, Yasif is Lashon Vayasaf Elamo, he's gathered to his people that we find when the Avos are Nifter in the Torah, and gathered to his people, this person should die, because life is for learning Torah. And further, Delo Yalif, a person that does not study at all, a person doesn't want to learn Torah at all, says Hillel, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Ketala Chayev. He's Chayev Misa. He should be killed. The way he says it is that a person that does not learn at all is Nimshal Kebehema, is like an animal. Because this Kilama Nivra Ba'olam, why was he created at all? Only to study and to learn and to teach Torah. That's why we were created. And the last part of the Mishnah says, if a person that uses the crown of Torah, he should fade. If a person tries to use his own stature in Torah to get things done, he goes to the used car salesman and says, oh, you know, I learn, and would you therefore sell and give me a break on a car, or something like that. He says, you know, would you help me because I'm a Talmud Chacham? Such a person should fade away. He's trying to use Torah in the wrong way. And Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a Mishnah later in Avos where it says, Al ta'aseh matara lihiskalaba, do not use Torah as a crown to raise yourself up, v'lo kardom, nor a an axe, lach toch bam etzim, to chop wood. As Hillel said, the Mishnah there quotes this Mishnah here, as Hillel said, the ishtamish betaga chalaf, a person that uses the crown of Torah should fade away. Rashi here offers some slightly different interpretations which are worth mentioning, especially because the one on the low, Mosif Yosef, person that does not increase his learning, he should die. That is quoted on the side of the Mishnayos here. It quotes the Ein Mishpat, quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in the halachos of Talmud Torah. There the Ramah brings down this halacha that it's specifically regarding when the nights become longer, beginning with Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, right after Tisha B'Av. That's a demarcation when the nights are becoming significantly longer. And nighttime is a time of Torah study. Nighttime is a time when, although we have electric lights, we don't get as much done as we do during the daytime. And nights are reserved for Torah study. So this time of year, in the wintertime, when there's long nights, nights are supposed to be used for Torah. And the Ramah says that if a person does not use the longer nights for Torah study, Yasif, he should die, explains the Shach and the Berhetev, he will die before his time. A person needs to really use these times wisely to study Torah, to have some time to learn both by day and especially by night. Rashi says, Nigid Shema Avad Shemei, a person that tries to increase his name, not that he even tries to do it, but a person who goes to Gedula, a person that gets a stature. He says that Yosef HaTzadik, we know, was of a prominent stature. He was the viceroy in Egypt, and he died before all of his brothers. Because of that stature, there's this correlation between the stature, greater stature, and dying young. And as we said, a person should increase his Torah study starting Tu B'Av. Person that does not, the lo yalif doesn't mean doesn't learn, it means he doesn't teach. Person doesn't teach anybody that comes to ask him a question. Everyone who comes to ask him a question, he must teach the person Torah. That person doesn't do that, he's katala chayif. And a person is dishtamish betaga, uses the crown of Torah, unlike Rabbeinu Yonah, who says he uses his own crown of Torah, Amat Talmud Chacham, therefore do me a service, says Rashi, he uses other Talmidei Chachamim for his service. He takes the Talmud Chacham and employs him and tries to get him to do a job for him. That's inappropriate. So slightly different understandings here of what these four Aramaic phrases of Hillel teach us.